Still hurts to live. One less dream I'll have to have. This household mirror's seen 100 years. It's watching us walk down the stairs. All for the last, for the first, and for the last, and for the first. For the first, and for the last, and for the last, and for the first. Climbing the radio tower with some loose friends, bad jokes in the early morning hours with unsuspecting farmers with a long neck and a short rope. Climbing the radio tower with some loose friend, bad jokes, and unsuspecting farmers who've been driving cement trucks in the early morning hours. And I say, there are worse things.
No, I don't understand that. Long neck.
With a long neck and a short rope.
A long neck and a short rope.
I don't know.
I'm not exactly, I mean, you know, it's just, it's catchy, but I just don't know what it means. In the context of what you're saying.
I can't really say one word.
And the radio tower. So you know, so it makes me think. So you're climbing up, and if you've got a long neck and a short rope, then you probably land on your feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, that's a good thing.
And then I think.
And the bad jokes.
You're loose friend, bad jokes. I don't know, something about.
Well, that's
something that makes you really uncomfortable.
Or just goofy people with bad senses of humor.
You know, kids would climb fire towers and radio towers, and they get up there, and it was kind of a suicidal sort of, even if it wasn't, it was still completely reckless. But then near Mundelein, where we used to go out into the and see them, there was a lot of missile silos from the Cold War. So, you know, we'd be out there messing around, maybe having a beer out in this field. And I never saw them, but there was a trail of cement trucks that would pull up in the middle of the morning. And these farmers would come out from their farms and drive in the cement trucks and fill the missile silos. And they weren't really farmers. They were posing as to be farmers. And they were, it was the end of the Cold War. And the original satellite photography in that area in Illinois is all Russian. Was it LSAT or something? Whatever. I don't know. That's lots of them. But there's a name for it. And it was all Russian intelligence stuff. But I don't know what it means in terms of a song. It's just some... That actually was omitted for the most part, but...
You wrote that song.
Yes. Sometimes there was another part that I omitted, and my friend Mike did this beautiful bass interlude thing, but I was trying to work in another melody where it would be like... I couldn't find any words for that, so it had to go. Or it did something, but here's kind of... First words mixing with the last.
So how do you do this chord chemistry that you're doing? I mean, are you like, okay, down there I understand. When you start moving up like that,